business and your money on The Standard. I'm David Brown. In the hours since Texas-based AT&T announced plans to buy Time Warner, everyone's been focused on the consumer implications. Would this hurt consumer choice? Raise prices, perhaps? But let's step back for a moment. This is a deal valued at more than $100 billion. Try to get your head around that first. Then ask yourself, what could this mean for Texas, given that this is the state's biggest company that isn't an oil company already? Something tells me the implications go way beyond the price for streaming Game of Thrones in Waxahachie. Joining us now is Mitchell Schnurman. He is a business columnist for the Dallas Morning News. Mitchell, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Good to be here, David.
This is a company that employs something like 30,000 people in Texas alone. Any clues as to how this might affect the job picture here, whether through restructuring or maybe more jobs coming home?
I don't think it'll have a big impact on jobs. As you said, AT&T is huge. Nationwide, it has 277,000 employees. By comparison, Time Warner has a little bit less than 25,000. They're sort of the creatives that are out on the West Coast with Warner Brothers Studios making Batman and Superman movies. Mm-hmm. So I think generally this isn't going to be about jobs. AT&T has a huge debt load. It already had it from the purchase of DirecTV, which it closed last year.
Right, right.
So it's been trying to get more efficient.
For those of us who are news junkies, I think one of the more intriguing aspects of this is CNN's role here. They're part of the deal as a Time Warner holding. CNN's based in Atlanta. You were talking about maybe increased efficiencies. And as we know, Atlanta is not necessarily the most logical place for a news network. Any possibility some of these properties might relocate under an AT&T umbrella?
Well, I'd be pretty surprised. I think there's a lot of tradition, and that would be just the kind of disruption that would bring them a lot of negative attention. They're already going to be under the spotlight because for all their size and all the things they're involved in, they haven't run a news operation, and that creates all kinds of new challenges. They're going to be asked to support investigations and other things that may even snap back at the company. So I think they're going to walk on this really lightly. In fact, one of the big questions here is how are these cultures going to get together? AT&T's culture is really technology-based. The Time Warner folks are over on the creative side. Mm-hmm. One analyst told me it was like the right brain, left brain types. In order to maintain that creative spark and not chase off those content creators,
right,
they're going to have to give them a lot of independence, just like they have now.
You know, we often forget that back in the early 80s, AT&T was so vast a communications company. It was forced to break up and all the baby bells went their own way. But today, 10 of the original 22 Bell companies are back under the AT&T umbrella. And then, as you mentioned, you got DirecTV under this deal. You'd have, of course, all the Time Warner holdings as well. Are we looking at another mega company here? I guess you have to say yes.
Oh, yeah, they would be. They'll be one of the top 10 companies. And then if you look at market value, they'll get closer. They won't quite reach Facebook and Google. And that's really what's driving a lot of this, is that Facebook, Google, Amazon, they're getting into the space where they can reach consumers on their own. And you got to realize, too, about this AT&T. This is really the remnants of Southwestern Bell. This was one of the baby Bells that originated up in St. Louis, then it was down in San Antonio, now in Dallas. But they bought AT&T in 2005. So really, this is sort of the progeny coming back and showing its dominance.
There's so many interesting things here. I mean, the fact that there's such a huge corporate donor for politics in America alone is just a fascinating aspect of this story.
Yeah, they know how to contribute. They know how to lobby. In telecommunications, it's one of the most regulated industries. Then you throw in broadband. They have 16 million broadband customers. You can use that to kind of control the pipe and the speed and steer people toward certain networks. And so I think regulators will be working overtime to make sure that they're not steering everybody to their own content.
Mitchell Schnurman is a business columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and he will be following this story for certain. And hopefully we can have you back on the big broadcast. Mitchell, thanks so much.
I enjoyed it, David. Thank you.